common delusion. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercies. Thank you for your blessings upon our lives. Thank you for your helps we have received. Thank you for breakthroughs you have done in our situations. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for impossible things you have made possible. We thank you for controlling the affairs of our lives to align with your will and purposes for us. Thank you for your promises that are coming to pass in our lives. We thank you for the privilege to know you, even the privilege to be your child, to be saved. Thank you, Father. Thank you also for the privilege to worship you, to fellowship with you, to have your presence within us and around us. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for how you have brought us together to learn at your feet, to learn your words of life, your words of truth, your words of understanding and revelations. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for those things you have taught us in time past and how our lives have changed through those teachings. We are asking, O Lord, that you teach us more, even tonight, even right now. Teach us more of who you are. Teach us more of who we are in you. Teach us more of all the things you have freely given to us that we already have access to. Also, we ask that you teach us more of your kingdom and your ways and your nature. Bless us, O Lord, with revelations. Let your Holy Spirit lead this session. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We are going to continue from where we stopped last Tuesday. You know that we have been looking at building up a strong discerning spirit. And we are also looking at the subtopic that says the Holy Spirit and your spirit. So under that subtopic, I am now going to talk about the next point under that subtopic. Uh, Last week we talked on your spirit can channel the Holy Spirit's presence and power from your inside. So today we would be talking about the Holy Spirit takes your spirit on spiritual journeys. The Holy Spirit takes your spirit on spiritual journeys. Yeah. Firstly, let me talk about what spiritual journey is about. Spiritual journey is just like a spiritual version of going on a journey. You know, we have physical version of going on a journey. You can decide to book a flight. Maybe you're traveling to somewhere far away from your place. Maybe another state or another province or another city or another country. You can decide to book a flight and travel. Also, you can decide to go through the road. You can take your car and drive, or you board a bus and drive and travel to the place you're going. Yeah. Just as we have that in the physical realm or in this earth dimension, we also have similar thing in the spiritual realm or in the heavenly realms, or we have similar thing and it can happen spiritually. Yeah, we have similar thing and we have it in a spiritual fashion. Yeah, if I can put it that way. So you can travel spiritually just as you can travel physically. I hope I'm making sense. So, but this time around, you are traveling as a spirit, not as a physical being or human being. Yeah. This time you are traveling as a spirit being. Yeah. So that's the meaning of spiritual journey. Traveling as a spirit being into spirit realms or spiritual realms, invisible realms. Yeah, so that is what spiritual journey means. So which also imply that just as we have physical worlds or countries or cities, it implies that we also have spiritual worlds, spiritual cities, countries, towns. Yeah, just as we have it physically, we also have something like it spiritually. I believe you get my point. Yeah, so now we're talking about the Holy Spirit is able to take your spirit upon spiritual journeys. Yeah, maybe we can say the Holy Spirit becomes the vehicle that carries your spirit on spiritual journeys. Or we can say the Holy Spirit is able to take hold your hands and walk you through spiritual realms, or walk with you into spiritual realms, as in two of you together walking into spiritual realms. Yeah, we can also say that. And then we can also say that the Holy Spirit is able to call forth your spirit from your body to come into spiritual realms. Like the Holy Spirit pull out your spirit from your body and carry you into spiritual realms. Yeah. So any of those can happen. Yeah. Remember that I said it during our previous teachings that your spirit was not created for your body. Your body was created for your spirit. Even your soul for your spirit. Yeah. So, which means that you are existing because there is a spiritual destiny or a divine destiny. That is why you are existing. So you are not existing to please the desires of your body. Yeah, you are existing because there is a divine will, a divine purpose, and the part of you that carries that divine will and divine purpose is your spirit. That's the part of you that carries the divine will or the divine purpose. Yeah, so your appearance, your physical being is created to fulfill that divine will that is in your spirit. Because only your spirit knows that purpose and knows that will of God. Yeah. I remember I said something about that, if you can remember. Yeah, so the Holy Spirit is able to empower your spirit man in such a way that your spirit can illuminate your soul and mind. And you know, your mind is in your body. Your mind is your brain. Followed by the soul. Then followed by the spirit. So the Holy Spirit can empower your spirit or enlighten your spirit. Light up your spirit such that your spirit now illuminates every other part of you. Your spirit is able to illuminate your mind Your spirit is able to illuminate your soul. What I mean by illuminate is that that light, the light that is coming from your spirit, spreads into your mind, your soul, and that light is able to make you understand things you don't naturally know or can't naturally know. Yeah. Things that you can't find in the universities. I mean, knowledge, understanding. You can't get anywhere else. In some of those knowledge, you can't even get them in the Bible school. Yeah, the Holy Spirit is able to give you such knowledge and understanding through your spirit. Yeah. So the Holy Spirit can fire up your spirit or light up your spirit such that light now spread out to reach your soul and your mind, and you just begin to know certain things about your destiny. You just begin to know certain things about your purpose on earth. Yeah, I'm trying to establish some points before I will now go back to the major topic that says the Holy Spirit takes your spirit on spiritual journeys. Yeah, I need to first of all remind you of what we have talked before now. Yeah, and also establish the fact that your spirit is able to give light, to give knowledge, to give understanding to every other part of you. Yeah, let us look at a scripture that says that your spirit is can do of the Lord. Your spirit is a can do of the Lord. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27. Proverbs 20, verse 27. The spirit of man is the can do of the Lord, searching all the inward paths of the belly. The spirit of a man is the can-do of the Lord. So just as God can, by your spirit, know everything going on in your life. Yeah, because God gave you that breath. Your spirit is that breath of God. So God can, by that spirit, know everything going on in your mind, in your soul. Yeah, because is the candle of the Lord. So you can't hide anything from God. That's what that verse is talking about. You can't hide anything from God. Your intentions is very loud in heaven. Why? Because the breath that is making you to live is a can do of the Lord. I mean, your breath, which is your spirit, is the can do of the Lord. So that is why it is difficult for you to hide anything from God. Even the thoughts in your heart is very loud in heaven. The thoughts of your heart speak very loud in heaven. Now, that is not my focus. My focus is that just as your spirit can search all that is going on and happening inside of you, it can also enlighten you. Yeah, that's my point. According to Proverbs 20, verse 27, you know, it says that the spirit of a man, or the spirit of man, is the candle of the Lord. And by that, God is able to search everything that is inside of a man and know it. Yeah. But that candle of the Lord can do more than that. So God can also use your spirit to enlighten all the parts of you. So meaning that God can light up your spirit, and that light will spread to all parts of you. So which means God can put an understanding in your spirit, which is not hard for him. Yeah, it's too easy for him, because your spirit is a part of God. Man would not have lived if not that God breathed into his body, and then he became a living soul. So God is always connected to your spirit. Always. Even when you were not born again, God is connected to your spirit. Yeah, because your spirit came directly from him. Yeah. I said God can put a knowledge in your spirit. And thereafter, your spirit can now transfer that knowledge to your soul and mind. And that is when it becomes a revelation. Yeah, what has already been known by your spirit now coming to your mind, coming to your knowledge, coming to your soul knowledge, if I can put it down, or coming to your mind knowledge, that is when we say you have gotten a revelation. So, which means that your spirit can have, maybe I should say, your spirit can have 1,000,000 knowledge, revelations, and understanding. Whereas all your lifetime, you only got 10 or 15 out of all the 1,000,000 revelations God have put inside your spirit. I don't know if you're getting my point. Your spirit can have even more than 1,000,000 understanding revelation, because there is no limit to the capacity of your spirit man. There is no limit to what it cannot do. There is no limit to what it cannot know. Is that how to say the English? There is no limit to what it can do. Yeah. I think that's the way to say it. And there's no limit to what it can know, what your spirit can know. There's no limit. Yeah, there's no limit. Yeah, but there will be no fruitfulness if all the things God has put in your spirit or is putting in your spirit, if all of them, if much of all of them is unknown to your soul and mind. Yeah. So, I started by saying that God can put things in your spirit, or God already put things in your spirit. And He's able to empower your spirit after you have put those things. He's able to empower your spirit to illuminate your soul and mind with those things. It's more like a transfer of knowledge, transfer of understanding. Just as I've said earlier, that your purpose in life is in your spirit. Your destiny is in your spirit. Yeah. Your calling, the details about your calling, is inside your spirit. So many things God has put in our spirit. Yeah, but because we are so weak spiritually, and many of us, we prefer to be carnal than spiritual. Yeah, that is why we have lost connection with all of these details God have already put in our spirit. Because you can only upload them or download them as you put yourself into spiritual exercises, such as praying a lot, fasting a lot, meditating a lot. Yeah, it is as you put yourself to spiritual exercises that those things God has put in your spirit man begin to download to your soul, to the realm of your soul, and to the realm of your mind. And it is at that point you can now say you have a revelation. Or you have gotten a revelation or an understanding or a knowledge from God. Yeah. So the more we forsake spiritual exercises, the more we forsake spending time with God, the more we will not know many of these things God have put in our spirit. Yeah. Yeah. So I said, God is able to empower your spirit to spread out light into your mind, into your soul, such that you just look at certain situations and you just understand. You just understand the will of God for that situation. Everything will just make sense to you. That is illumination. That is enlightenment. So when others are confused, you are just so calm. Because you have gotten a perfect understanding about the will of God for that situation. And you are not moved at all. So that is what your spirit man does. Yeah. So that is illumination. There's a light in your spirit and a light in your spirit, and then it has entered into your soul and mind. That is enlightenment. That is illumination. And only your spirit man can do that. Through the power of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. So I feel like I need to establish this first before we go into spiritual journeys. Yeah, because this cannot be separated from spiritual journeys. The ability of your spirit man to illuminate and enlighten your mind and soul cannot be separated from spiritual journeys. I mean, it will happen inside spiritual journeys. It also happens inside spiritual journeys. Yeah. And I know some of you came late. But I will try to repeat what I said about spiritual journeys before you came. I said spiritual journey is just a type of your physical journey, just the way you step out from your house and travel, whether by road or by sea or by air, to other cities, other countries. The same thing can happen spiritually. So your spirit man can also be taken on a journey by the Holy Spirit. Yeah, so that is what I say about spiritual journey. So now we are looking at the point that says the Holy Spirit takes your spirit on spiritual journeys. Yeah, let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 12. I'm going to read from verse 1 to 4. Second Corinthians chapter 12. I'm going to read from verse 1 to 4. It is not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago. Whether in the body, I cannot tell. Or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God know it. Such an one caught up to the third heaven. And I knew such a man. Whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. God know it. How that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter. Yeah, in this place, Paul was talking about himself. Yeah, because he was that person he said he knew. Yeah, you know, Paul sometimes likes to speak in parables. Yeah, I'm going to read the same verses from New Living Translation, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1. This boasting will do no good, but I must go on. I will reluctantly tell about visions and revelations from the Lord. I was caught up to the third heaven 14 years ago. Whether I was in my body or out of my body, I don't know. Only God knows. Yes. Only God knows whether I was in my body or outside my body. But I do know that I was caught up to paradise and had things so astounding that they cannot be expressed in words. Things no human is allowed to tell. Yeah. So that was Apostle Paul's experience. He said something happened to him 14 years ago. Said he was caught up into paradise, into the third heaven, and he can't tell whether this experience took his body along or this experience or this encounter took him out of his body, which by that he meant took his spirit out of his body. Yeah, but he only knew that he was caught up and he had things that is how did he put it? He said he had things that no human is allowed to tell. Yeah. So he had some very deep things, some very deep mysteries that is beyond human wisdom. Yeah, beyond human knowledge and understanding. Yeah, so God, by His Holy Spirit, took Paul the Apostle on a journey to the third heaven. Yeah, and it was so real that Paul don't know whether he literally disappeared into that realm, or his spirit came out of his body. Yeah, I believe he couldn't tell because it was so real. Yeah, it's more like it was happening physically to him. More like heaven and earth collided together. So let's take for instance. You just step out of the door or of the gate of your house, and then a car was passing, and a car has parked. A car has parked or was passing and then parked. I tell you to enter that. He would like to take you somewhere. And then somehow you just obeyed and entered the car. And then the next thing is you discover that the environment have changed. like the environment around you is no longer this earth environment that you used to know. Yeah, and this is not like you were sleeping. I mean, this was like a car parked and then you were told to enter the car. And then after a while, you find yourself in a different realm that is not this earth. Yeah, so I guess that was what happened to Paul, the apostle. Like the journey God took him. I mean, God took him on a journey that was so real. Yeah. That he couldn't tell whether he went there literally with his body or it was his spirit that went on the journey. Yeah, so that is an example of a spiritual journey. I will still show you some other examples in the Bible. Yeah, that is just one of the examples of spiritual journeys. Now, before I go to the next example, you might be asking yourself, why do I need to bother myself about spiritual journeys? Or why am I even listening to this kind of teaching? Is it necessary that I get spiritual journeys? Must God have to take me to some spiritual realms to show me things? Yeah, you need to understand that this kind of spiritual experiences, they are very important to the fulfillment of your calling and destiny. Yeah, because Paul could not forget that experience. Yeah, he lived with that experience till he died. Yeah, because a lot of things was exposed to him. And those things remained with him. So many times he found encouragement in those revelations that came through that experience. I believe many of the revelations he shared that we are reading today in the Bible, I believe many or some of them came through that experience he had 40 years ago, according to that verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Yeah, so if you are a man or a woman who is so desperate and serious about fulfilling your calling and destiny, you need to pray for spiritual journeys that God would take you on spiritual journeys that will explain details about his will for your life, details about his assignment for your life. And not only that, you even need spiritual journeys to know God. We have some ministers of God that they don't really know the God they are preaching about. They don't know the God they are teaching people about. They don't know the kingdom of God they are preaching and teaching. They don't even know the laws that govern the kingdom of God. They don't know the life that they live in the kingdom of God. They don't know standard by which men we have the kingdom of God, or by which men we enter into the kingdom of God, the standard by which everyone will be judged to enter and live forever in the kingdom of God. So they don't know all of these things, and yet they call themselves ministers of God. Yeah. So some ministers of God don't even know the gospel they are preaching. They don't know what is the gospel of Christ. What exactly is the gospel of Christ? And how exactly should the gospel be preached and taught to people? They don't know. Yeah, so we need spiritual journeys to even to know God and his kingdom. Remember the Apostle Paul said here that he was caught up to paradise, to, that is heaven, to a part of heaven, not all part of heaven. It's more like maybe caught up to a city in heaven, whereas there are other cities, because paradise is just a place for those believers that have died in Christ on earth. Yeah, paradise is a temporal habitation for them, where they will stay for a while. Yeah. So maybe Apostle Paul did not really know about that before that time. Yeah. So if Apostle Paul is preaching, I mean, as Apostle Paul preached during his lifetime, as he preached, he was not preaching like, I don't even know if heaven exists. Because he has gone there. So he wasn't preaching like someone that don't know what he's preaching about. So he wasn't preaching like, I don't even know if hell exists. I don't even know if all these things the Bible says is true. I don't even know if the truth in the Bible deserve to be followed and obeyed. I don't even know. So Paul preached Christ and the gospel of Christ with so much boldness and confidence and assurance and courage, because of revelations and visions God gave him. Yeah. So the point is, you and I need to ask God to give us spiritual journeys to know him and to know his kingdom, and then to know his purposes for our lives, to understand his assignment for our lives. Yeah. So that is one. Then secondly, what I said earlier about enlightenment and illumination that comes from your spirit to your soul and mind through the power of the Holy Spirit is very important in spiritual journeys. Now, this is what I'm talking about. There are some believers that they had spiritual journeys and they did not know. Yeah, because their spirit man is weak to enlighten their soul and mind. How do I make you understand what I'm saying? I'm going to try. I said that the Holy Spirit is able to put something in your spirit and then empower your spirit to spread that knowledge or that understanding to your soul and mind. And when your soul and mind is able to decode or have decoded and understood what the Holy Spirit has put in your spirit, that is when we can say that you have gotten a revelation. Yeah, that is when we can say you have gotten a revelation. Yeah, but we have people that their spirit man is so weak. So when God took them on a journey, they did not even know that they were on a journey. And then, though some of them felt like they felt like their spirit man is traveling into some realms, but they don't even know which realm, and they don't even know what is going on in that realm. I don't even know why the Spirit of God will take them into those realms. Why? Because their spirit man is weak in discernment. Yeah. Because this is how spiritual encounters and journeys. This is how it works. There is 100% awareness that you will have if you are in a spiritual world or a spiritual realm and your spirit is so strong in discernment. There is this 100% awareness you will have. So meaning that you'll be so aware about where you are. And somehow you will just understand. It's like you have been there before. That's how it will look like. You will just understand as if they have taught you about that place before. You will just know that this is where I am. This is what is going on here. Yeah. Your spirit would be illuminating your mind as you journey through those realms. Yeah, you will just begin to know many things without being taught them. Yeah, even when you look at the beings or the creatures in those realms, you will just suddenly know who they are. Yeah. So we sometimes, some of them can talk to you. Some of the beings or creatures in those realms. Yeah, or something will happen in that realm that will make you understand what those creatures are and what they are doing. Yeah, but in some other times, you will just know everything about those beings in that realm. Why? Because your spirit, can illuminate your mind. Yeah. Your spirit can illuminate your mind. Yeah. So that is the connection between what I've said earlier and spiritual journeys. You'll be able to get the best revelations from spiritual journeys when your spirit man is so strong in discernment. Yeah. You'll be able to get the best of revelations and understanding when your spirit is so enlightened, so full of light, and your spirit has been empowered to illuminate your mind, your soul. Yeah, because sometimes God is showing us things, but we don't understand. God is showing us many things, yet we don't understand. Now, because there's a weakness in our spirit. Yeah. Yeah. So it is important that you keep the fire burning in your spirit. Yeah, so that when you get encounters, whether in form of dream or in form of visions, or like what Apostle Paul had, open visions or out-of-body experiences, such that when God visits you to give you such kind of spiritual journeys, you'll be able to get the best of revelations and understanding. So the level of fire that is in your spirit will enable you to discern correctly, you know, what is going on. Because sometimes what you feel happened in a dream is not actually what happened. Yeah, what you feel about a dream, yeah, is not actually what that dream is about. Yeah. So that is why your spirit man must be very strong, so that when God take you on journeys, spiritual journeys, whether in form of dreams, yeah, you can be taken on a journey through series of dreams, and then you can also be taken on a journey through visions. You can just be sitting down, and then your spirit is moving from different realms, from one realm to the other, and you know you are not sleeping. You are not sleeping, you are just sitting down. And then your spirit is moving from one realm to another realm, to another realm, and then you know you are doing a lot of things in those realms. Maybe you're doing warfare in those realms, or you are learning in those realms, because there's an angel with you that is teaching you so many things. Yeah. And then you could be sleeping and then literally see your spirit move out of your body, that you could see your body lying down. And then your spirit begin to move from realms to realms. Yeah, so those are many ways through which spiritual journeys happen. So it can happen through dreams. It can happen through visions. It can happen through trances, which is, deep trances, which is when your spirit leaves your body, not completely, yeah, but a part of you leave your body to do certain things in the spiritual realms. Yeah. So, but getting these experiences is not the problem. Yeah. Because God is able to give anyone that has for these experiences, God is able to give them these experiences. But my own point is to be able to get the best out of those experiences, out of those journeys, to be able to get the best revelations and understanding. Yeah, so and that is why God have not given some of you those kind of encounters. Yeah, because it will be a waste. Yeah, because your spirit is not strong enough to even remember what you saw. Because some people, they were taking an encounter on a spiritual journey and they even forgot more than half of everything God was showing them in that journey. So they even forgot almost all of what happened. Yeah, so to God is a waste. Yeah, that is why many Christians have not yet been given the privilege of having these spiritual journeys. Yeah, because many Christians are weak in their spirits. They are weak in their spirits. Yeah. And it's because they are not doing the things that will strengthen their inner man. Yeah. So let's look at another example of a spiritual journey in the Bible in Ezekiel chapter 8, verse 1 to 3. Ezekiel chapter 8, 1 to 3. And it came to pass in the sixth year, in the sixth month, in the fifth day of the month, as I sat in mine house, and the elders of Judah sat before me, that the hand of the Lord God fell there upon me. Verse 2. Then I beheld, and lo, a likeness as the appearance of fire, from the appearance of his loins, even downward, fire. And from his loins, even upward, as the appearance of brightness, as the color of amber. Verse 3. And he put forth the form of an hand, and took me by a lock of mine head. And the Spirit lifted me up between the earth and the heaven, and brought me in the visions of God to Jerusalem, to the door of the inner gate that looked toward the north, where was the seat of the image of jealousy, which provoked to jealousy. Yeah, this is Ezekiel's experience. And Ezekiel is one of the prophets that got many revelations and messages of God through spiritual journeys. Yeah, so he said he was sitting down and the elders of Judah were sitting before him. And right there, the hand of the Lord came upon him. And God, by his Spirit, lifted him up and took him on a journey. Yeah. That man must be in the Spirit. Yeah, so even though he was sitting with people, he was still in the Spirit. Yeah, the problem with our generation is that we don't like to be in the Spirit. And we think we can know God outside of the Spirit. Yeah, it's not possible because God is Spirit. So many of us take pleasure in the flesh, being in the flesh. And you want to know God and you want to grow spiritually. It can never happen. Never. Yeah. So I can imagine the kind of man Ezekiel was. That he was in a social environment. Though he was in his house, but there's something social that is going on. People were there. So obviously, maybe there was conversation going on. Yeah, but he was in the Spirit. And that was how he could be taken on a journey. So you can't be in the flesh and think you will get spiritual journeys. Even if it happens, you will lose many of the information God wants to pass across to you. Yeah. So you can't be in the flesh and expect that God will take you on spiritual journeys. It doesn't work like that. You can't be so carnal throughout the day and then pray and say, God, take me on a journey as I want to sleep now. There will be no journey. Yeah. Because all the time, all the hours you have spent in the flesh throughout that day, already have drained your spirit of fire and strength and energy. So your spirit has been carnal and dead. How then can a carnal and weak spirit go on a journey? Yeah. It's not possible. Let me show you another example from the scripture. In Revelation chapter 1, verse 10 to 12. Revelation chapter 1 verse 10. I was in the Spirit of the last day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write the book and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus and unto Smyrna and unto Pergamos and unto Thyatira and unto Sardis and unto Philadelphia and unto Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me. And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. Yeah. So he said he was in the spirit. And then he heard a voice. Yeah. And then he turned to check what kind of voice is this. And then the environment changed with his two eyes wide open. Apostle John saw the visions of God, visions of heaven. But the verse 10 told us that he was in the spirit on the last day. Yeah. So, as I said earlier, it's not hard for God to give us these encounters, these spiritual journeys. It's not hard. It's very easy. Yeah, very easy. If He can do it for many people, even for people that don't even know Him that much. We have some people that they are just baby Christians. And from that moment, God began to give them spiritual journeys to know deep things. We have people that are not even believers. And God gave them spiritual journeys to see the realities of hell and heaven. Yeah. So it's not hard for God to give you this kind of experiences and encounters. Yeah, but if God will give you, you must be such a believer that is always in the spirit and not in the flesh. Yeah, then when you ask Him to give you such encounters, it will be easy for Him to answer that prayer. Some people for the past 15, 20 years, they have been asking God to take them on spiritual journeys. And up till now, God has not answered that prayer. You know the reason? Because it is difficult for God to answer the prayer. Yeah, because these are people that they don't fast often. They don't pray that much. Yeah. And then they don't really kill the desires of their flesh and maintain an uninterrupted connection with the Holy Spirit every day, every hour. So these are people that don't pay the price to keep themselves in the Spirit. And they are expecting that God will answer that prayer. It doesn't work like that. I know someone that started to pray for encounters from God, spiritual journeys from God. And then he did that prayer for 200 days before God answered Yeah, I think more than 200 days or more than 150 days. Yeah, you keep praying that way every day. Yeah, I don't know if he added fasting to it. He kept praying like that every day. He was desperate. And then, by the time God will answer, he now began to have spiritual journeys almost every day. Yeah. And later he became a global prophet. God began to show him many things about nations. Yeah, but it did not just start overnight. He paid the price. Yeah. So sometimes God is looking at your level of desperation. Yeah. To be able to give you this kind of gift and ability and privilege. Yeah, I'm going to round up this the teaching with Jeremiah 33 verse 3. Jeremiah 33 verse 3. It says, call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Call unto me and I will answer and I will show you great and mighty things. Yeah, secrets. It's talking about secrets. Things that you don't know. God wants to show you. It's not hard. Yeah. And it's not for some pastors, some prophets, some apostles, some special people. This privilege is for everyone. Because already we are seated in the heavenly places. In Christ. We are seated together with Christ. In the heavenly places. So there is a bond. Binding our spirit. Our spirit with the spirit of Christ. So where Christ is, we are there. Yeah, we are there. So it's not hard for him to make us see those things in the realm we already have. So I believe that we just need to seek the Lord with seriousness, with desperation. And not stop seeking him. And then we'll begin to see all the secrets that he wants us to see. There is so much he wants you to know. So much. Yeah. And he will not hesitate to take you on spiritual journeys to make you know those things. There are some things that, without knowing them experientially, you won't be able to really get results in your calling. You won't be able to produce results in your calling and ministry. Yeah, you'll be able to win souls. So there are certain things you need to know about God and heaven experientially, not theoretically, but practically. Yeah. Spiritually, like you went there in the spirit. You went there as a spirit. And you saw everything. And you know everything. Yeah. So when you now preach, when you minister the gospel, with that kind of experience and knowledge, you will see great results than when you are just speaking from your head. You're just speaking theories. And then you can't prove. You can't prove what you're saying. Yeah. For instance, my own life is a proof of almost everything I teach. My own life is a proof of them. Yeah. So if I teach about healing, I'm a proof of divine healing. Yeah. If I teach about deliverance, I'm a proof of deliverance. That God delivers completely. I'm a proof. If I preach about victories, spiritual warfare, fighting till you win battles, I'm a proof of that. If I preach about divine supply, getting divine wealth, prosperity, I'm a proof. So many of the things I teach or ask people to pray for, I'm a proof of them all. So that is why when I'm ministering, I don't minister like I don't know what I'm talking about. Because I know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Because I've experienced them. Yeah. And I'm not just talking from my head. And so that is how serving God should be. Yeah. And when you know God in these ways, no one will be able to deceive you. Yeah. No one will be able to mislead you and tell you that there's something else that is different from what you have already known in God. No one will be able to deceive you because you have known the original. So when they bring fake, you will know that this is fake. This is not original because you have known the original. Yeah. So I believe that one of the things God has called me to do is to be able to bring believers into the realities of His kingdom. Yeah, bring believers into face-to-face encounter with all the realities that are in His kingdom. So which I have experienced many of what I tell them about or teach them about. Yeah, so I'm going to stop here. If you have questions, you can ask on the Telegram platform. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for showing us from your word the reality of spiritual journeys. Thank you for showing us that we can be taken by your Holy Spirit to know things in the realms of the Spirit, in the things going on in realms of the Spirit, including the realms of heaven, the realms of your kingdom. Thank you for showing us that if we ask you And if we pay the price for these things, we will get them. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, I ask that you grant unto everyone here who is strongly desiring this privilege, this grace, this kind of experience that only you can give, this kind of encounter that only you can give. I ask, oh Lord, that you grant the desires of such people right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that on the day everyone has chosen to visit you and take you on a spiritual journey that will change your life and your and that will change the life of others forever, I pray that you will be sensitive on that day. I pray that you will be in the spirit on that day. I pray that you will not be distracted on that day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen.